You know, when we were growing up, kids, I don't know about your household, but I know in my household, every once in a while I was told, you know, kids are to be seen and not heard. You know, so it, you know, makes you wonder about that. And then sometimes I'll greet somebody or somebody will greet me and say, oh, I'm so glad to see you. And I usually respond with, I am glad too that I am seen. So I entitled my message this week, To See or Be Seen. And it's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Indeed, we've been studying the parables of Jesus all through Luke's Gospel, and they're such a blessing to understand the teachings of Jesus through parables. A parable is simply an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. We all have sometimes our own little parable that we share with people because it's an earthly story, in hopes that our family can take the story and let God's word seep into their life and be blessed by it. I got a sycamore tree in the backyard. Cool sycamore tree. Her brother gave it to us when we first moved up there. And it's grown. It's beautiful. It's a perfect tree. And I was thinking, years ago, I got a scar on my hand. We used to climb trees as kids. How many of you ever climbed a tree? You know, it was neat getting up there. You can see, you know, and my buddy and I cutting down. We decided to cut down that tree that we were climbing up on. We didn't do so good, but we did have an axe. And when he swung the axe, he hit me on the wrist, a little bit like what Juan's got a bum finger this morning. A drill, right? The drill got, yeah. So, and it's just there. But trees are important. Why do I say that? Well, one of the parables of Jesus was the parable of Zacchaeus and Jesus.